Snack break. Oh, we're gonna get the Insta start today. Oh, Insta start. Okay, good. It's not on. I thought we were gonna have to hear another advertisement. Another advertisement for 98.9 or whatever it was. Oh, biscuit.
You can't say 98.9 because then people are gonna locate
96.3.
Locate it.
94.2.
No other state.
107.5
or 107.5.
AM 1250.
That's a great show.
It is a great channel. It really is. Barbara and Kent. I shouldn't be saying this. They're so good, though.
What are you talking about?
And what about the traffic guy? Like
AM?
Yeah, AM 1250.
I don't listen to AM 1250. I was making a meme. You listen to AM 1250. Whatever that is.
Or.
Prepper Network.
You just got punked! There is no AM 1250! I just made that all up with my genius mind, capable of many, many jokes per minute, at least 0.5.
That's why we're in the smart category.
Hey, welcome to Snack Break with Dan and Tate. It's the show, it's the Anchor podcast that's recorded in my car, somewhere amidst the parking lots of corporate America. I'll get it one time.
You've got it every time except for the last time.
Last two. Yeah. What do you call it? Like when a sports athlete, they get psyched out, Tate. I'm psyched out, man. I'm psyched out in my life. That's the best way to describe my current mental status.
In a good way.
No, not really. No, in a bad way to where, like, you know, like sometimes, like, Tate, as I understand it, there's something called the NBA Finals happening.
Indeed.
That many people are very interested in. So I'm going to make what is commonly known as a sports ball analogy.
Sports. Wait, you're going to make an analogy?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like LeBron.
Who's that?
He is a famous basketball player, and he's very big and large and tall, and he dunks the ball.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's like maybe he gets psyched out. He gets inside his head, right? Or someone else gets inside his head, and he's not playing to his full potential.
Like a brain
and
surgeon?
It feels bad because you're like, you're like, damn it, LeBron, get it together. You're the man.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I got to make sure air doesn't blow on the phone. No, stop. Get out of here. Okay. But no, seriously. So, like, you feel bad for him because you're like, damn it, I know
he could perform.
And he knows he can perform. And you just want him to perform because you know that he knows that he can perform at a much higher level. But he's sucking. That's my whole life.
Yelling at him to get good.
Get good, LeBron! That's my life right now. Is like, I'm failing at everything. My insides have turned against me, and things are bad. However, I will say I'm managing this time to keep a much more positive outlook than I have in the past.
For the love of the game.
I think it's just that I'm... it's either good or bad, and I can't tell. Because I've either just completely given up, and that's why I'm happy, or... or...
This might as well happen.
Yeah. That's part of the course. Okay. Or... I'm ascending to the next level of human maturity.
No.
But you know what's really hard, Tate? Is making resumes.
Indeed.
It's the worst thing ever.
Indeed.
I've decided that if someone was like, okay, we're going to give you an opportunity for a job. You have two choices. One, you can write a resume and turn it in. Or two, I can have this homeless guy stab you. And either way, you'll get the interview. I think I'm going with the stabbing. I think I'm taking stabbing. If I can be guaranteed it's in a non-mortal location.
Okay.
It'll heal. It'll suck for about an hour. Maybe a couple minutes. I don't know how adrenaline...
Maybe
I've never been stabbed.
A couple of days.
Have you ever been stabbed?
All the time.
Well, you'd be the authority then on stabbings.
Let me tell you, it smarts.
Indeed. Indubitably. So, that's how much I hate writing my resume or updating it. But it was funny because, as I'm ascending to the next level of human stature, I thought to myself,
you're growing taller also?
Yes, indubitably. You know what I should do is I should ask other people, hey, why is my resume bad and why does everyone hate me? Which, then I got to see some other people's resume.
That?
Yeah. And? I got to see some other people's resume, and guess what? It turns out my resume sucks. But I'm happy about it, because now I get it. I'm
now
like,
you know why?
Wow, I wouldn't interview me either. Look at these freaking fantastic resumes. And I didn't know, because I didn't ask, because I was prideful, because I thought, my resume's awesome. Look how rad it is. It's not rad, Tate. It's pretty bad.
There is a phrase, pride cometh before the falleth.
True. Also.
Leviathaneth falleneth.
That's very deep. Yeah, no, it's true. But I hate it. I hate doing it. It makes me so... I don't think... It's like a trigger for my anxiety. I'm just... Because, like, I'm reading it, and then I write it, and then I rewrite it, and then I'm like, no, what are they going to think? Rewrite it. I just... I don't want you to like me. Like, I feel like I want to make a video cover letter that's just me begging them to, for the love of God, like, please just talk to me. Please. Talk to me. That's it.
I pictured like zooming into your forehead and then going into like a vortex portal and then like you go and you wake yourself up from via a fart or something like that. You're like, oh!
Dude, but yeah.
But like a lot of time has passed and you're like on an island and you're like, whoa!
This is gentle, soothing sound of seagulls in the distance. That's how I feel about the resume. It's so anxiety ridden. Like, oh.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I'll get there. It's fine. But now there's something called a cover letter I'm supposed to write.
Yeah, that's
and I have
thing.
To convince somebody to give me the job. I've never done that before. Everyone has always just given me jobs because like I apply for things that are well below the level of my capability, Tate, so I don't have to try as hard.
Yeah, but the cover letter is it's called the BS letter.
I know, but that's why I don't want to do it. You know me.
Oh, I know.
You know me. Yeah. And you know that in the cover letter in my mind, Tate, it says this. Dear sir or madam, this is complete bullshit. I don't want to be writing it. Everything contained herein is a lie, and it's dumb, and this process is dumb, and everything about this is dumb. Except for this job I want. It's not dumb. Hey, why don't we get together sometime and talk about this job I want? That'd be swell. Signed, Dan Cow. That's what I want. But I can't write that. They'll never interview me. Or they'll be like, this is freaking genius. But that's a gamble because you don't know if the hiring manager is a normie or not.
He's not.
You can't take
not. He's
definitely
he's not.
Wait, no, he is. He is.
He is a normie. You're right. Sorry. Whoa. Now we're normies.
We didn't understand the concept of normie. Man, feels bad, man.
You want my cover letter and you can just edit some of the words.
Yes. Can I do that?
I mean, I think it's relatively.
Is that okay? Is it okay to plagiarize a cover letter?
Yeah,
I mean, we probably shouldn't be talking about it on a nationally syndicated podcast. No,
I can give you permission. Now, here's the thing.
Tate gave me permission.
Is I know that most of the language within my cover letter is, like, applicable to you.
No, it's not. But I can... But
no,
see,
it is. We didn't
oh,
get
is
technical.
It? Oh, good. That will help me.
I gotta download the Docs app real quick and find it.
That will help me because if I can just get something to get started with, I feel like I'm much better at editing something that's already there than trying to sit there and stare at a blank page for 45 minutes and then question all my life decisions.
Also
and then ultimately just go to the lunchroom and get Chick-fil-A because I feel sad.
Also knowing you, you'll read through it and be like, this doesn't apply to me. And you'll like rip it to shreds and be like, look, Tate, you should have written it this way. And I'll be like, see, there's your cover letter now.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, you'll be like, never this isn't me. And you'll like, wait, are you trolling me right now?
I would never do that to you, baby.
You're trolling me.
Daniel looks longingly into Tate's eyes. Tate turns away awkwardly, but he knows, secretly, deep down inside somewhere, that him and
Here's
Daniel
a topic we haven't talked about.
We're meant
These
for
cards,
each other.
They all line up the opposite direction. What is going on here? Ugh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
The shenanigans. And totally interesting new topic. Hey, Tate.
We just get sucked back into another mind vortex inside of your head?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening today. I'm actually having a really, really pleasant day mentally. My insides hurt, and I'm pretty sure I have a stomach ulcer from writing this resume, but I feel good. Like, I feel happy. You know what makes me happy is, like, when people just spit some real truth. Like honestly. So we just had a meeting, but it was, like, for the... like the employee survey thing that gets sent out to let the employees of Long John Johnson and Johnson's know if they're doing well or not. Oh, Long John Johnson and Johnson. The best part about that, if I could just celebrate myself for a second, is that was not a premeditated joke. Which makes me feel proud. Yeah. Oh no, we get it.
You combined the because we switched from fast food
to the industrial, and I merged the two. It's a hybrid marriage,
the merger of the century.
Yeah, dude, it is. Well, I hope you enjoyed your visit to Long John Johnson and Johnson's. Enjoy your baby oil taco,
baby oil fish sticks,
baby oil. Buttery biscuits and your hush puppy.
Don't worry, something really bad. We serve all of our meals with hand wipes, hand baby wipes, as well as diapers.
And don't forget your cod conditioner on the way out. Free gift.
Fish oil shampoo.
Anyway, so they sent out the the Long John Johnson and Johnson. Employee survey.
Right. This guy. Come on. Just because we're recording a podcast doesn't mean you need to gawk.
He wasn't gawking.
He gawked!
No, he was appreciating.
No, he was appreciating.
No, it was appreciation. I saw a deep appreciation in his eyes. We had a moment. Listen. So, the survey went out, and it was the manager of this team addressing the anonymous feedback that he had been given by that team.
Oh.
So it's a little weird. It's a little awkward.
Right, because it was probably negative or...
Some of it was. There was some positives too, but... Dude, this dude spit some hot fire, Tate.
Good way or bad way?
Well, just real. Just like you could tell he was actually being genuine. Huh. And like, that pumps me up, dude. Like, when people can get outside of the corporatiness and then get outside of the... Well, the even like, box. You take any environment you want. It doesn't have to be the job. It can be like church. It can be like a group of people.
Out to eat, it could at be dinner,
whatever. I don't care.
Actually, that is the cringiest moment. It pumps me up
when people just get real and tell the truth and have an actual conversation instead of posturing and disguising.
Well, we're gonna really improve our score for the next year. You know, for the next two.
Here's
quarters.
My 6-point plan. I'm frankly, it caught me by surprise. I'm a little disappointed that so many folks are feeling a little bit less than satisfied. And you know what, guys? Darn tootin', we're gonna get that fixed right up now.
Darn tootin' my fish sticks.
No, but he was like, "All right, so on this one, 38%, and I'm gonna shoot you guys straight." That pisses me right off. And I was like, "Let's go!" In the inside. I was just nodding like...
You're like, yes, of course it does.
Professionally.
Absolutely, yes. That's some good omni-channel spiels that you've got going there, James.
Yeah.
I really appreciate your tech robots chats.
What were you saying, though, about the dinner thing?
No, like, it's the get real part is applicable in all sorts of situations. Families, friends... whatever. If you go to, like, dinner with somebody that you haven't been to dinner with for a while, you do the thing, you sit down, and, like, you hang out, and, of course, the questions pop up, like, oh, what's been going on? How's the work? But then, you kind of get through all the reintroductory questions, and then you're just sitting there, and the waiter is, like, taking a long time, and you're like, come on.
Oh, dude, and that's how you know whether you're going to be compatible with this other group of people or not. It's like, because sometimes it goes good, though.
And you're like, this is great.
You get out of the introductory questions, and then immediately you go straight into the real stuff, and you're like, real conversation.
And the waiter's like, would you like more dessert? And you're like, I'm still talking.
Yeah, get out of here.
Fill up my water before you go.
A little time, please. Where is this guy? I'm ready to order.
Yeah, so, like, getting real is always a good thing.
That's always what I say about, like, And I feel so bad because I don't know the person, but like when I see some really high up executive giving some talk, like I always think like that's the kind of person that yells at waiters and waitresses and like is mean to busboys and stuff. Like it's like the way that I like justify the fact that they're better than me in my mind. That person's probably very rude to fast food workers.
Because they're so successful, they're definitely a terrible human being.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's snack break. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed. Advertisement. Bleep. Self plug. What, do you have something to say?
No.
I pretty much
covered
it.
Join us for the first ever nationally recognized
a-thon-a-thon. A-thon-a-thon.
Snack break a-thon-a-thon.
A-thon-a-thon. A-thon.
At Johnson Lyndon B. Johnson Johnson.
And Johnson Long Johnson. John Johnson Johnson. All copyrights, all trademark reserved 2018.